Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about how the power of your expectations can make what you desire for your marriage a reality.
And as we start today's show, think about this quote from Peter Drucker, who said, "The best way to predict the future is to create it."
Mm-hmm.
And that's so true in our marriages. And we're going to be talking about that in today's show. But first, we start each show with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the One family whose marriage has undergone some kind of transformation, who's seen breakthrough in their marriage. And this hug comes from an Instagram message that we received that said, "We completed our first 7-day sex challenge. We had participated in multiple ones before, but always ended up stopping at 6 days.
Wow.
And we decided to give each other a month-long challenge to stay connected through the busiest time of the year." Just as a side note, they did send us a picture of their December calendar.
Okay.
So they, and marked with all of the days that they had sex with little cute little hearts and stuff. She said, "I've also recently started a business and time was limited. So most of the hearts you see on this calendar were done at 5 a.m. in the morning." Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't.
Morning sex is great too.
I'm a big fan.
We did an episode on morning sex and just talked about the male anatomy, mm-hmm. what's going on at that time. So if you haven't listened to that one, go listen to that one.
She goes on to say, "Your podcast has been a core foundation for both my husband and I in our now 5 years of marriage. In our second year, pornography became a painful stab in both our lives as we both struggled with addiction."
Mm.
Just a side note, pornography is not just something that the guys get tripped up with. "Your podcast helped center us as we both reached out for help. We now live in a beautiful, connected, committed relationship with longing only for each other. I Choose You became our rallying cry."
Mm, I love it.
"Your podcast has led to our regular healthy conversations about sex and intimacy, which helped us face our addictions with courage. A fabulous array of practical and sexy undies for both, expanding our routine to include fun locations, toys, positions, etc., and being able to encourage and love other young couples around us in their own sex lives. Thank you for all that you do."
I love that one. What a great one, you know, to just sort of, you know, launch into this year for us. I love it.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we jump into this year, here we are. It's a brand new year. It's a brand new decade. If you're listening to the show, we're here in the beginning of 2020. And with all of that, there are a lot of expectations in marriage. I think every couple, I won't say every, almost all, because you know how, you know, we get into all those, you know.
There are expectations, though, that we each have in our marriage.
Yeah.
And for ourselves, for sure. I think almost.
I'm going to say almost all.
Yeah.
I want to say all, but I know that there's some couples like, we don't have any expectations. Okay, so we're not talking to you. But listen to the show anyhow.
There you
because
go.
The other 99.99% all have some sort of expectation for their marriage. And you have this idea, this, you know, desire for how the next 12 months are going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here. And in all honesty, you may be listening to the show for the first time in July or September. You still have expectations for what's going to happen the rest of this year. Mm-hmm. So don't be like, oh, they recorded this at the beginning of the year. No. Keep listening.
Well, I think there's also micro times,
mm-hmm.
where there are expectations. We've talked about this in the past, expectations, mm-hmm. you know, vacation time, you know, what are the expectation around our sexual intimacy, our emotional intimacy, our financial intimacy. So it doesn't matter when you're listening. We all have expectations.
We do.
I'm going there.
Go there. Because for some of you, you may be thinking in your head, you know, I want us to have more sex this year.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to have better conversations. I want us to fight less. You got a little grin on your face. You want to say something for one of those first three that I mentioned?
Oh, I'm laughing at that first one. I want more sex.
Why are you laughing at that one?
I think we're just coming into a season of where we are in our ages and stuff, and uh-huh. where I feel like there can be a struggle and there's some expectation on my side and we just haven't discussed them yet. So
get ready.
It's a perfect show to be talking about.
Some of you may be saying, you know, I want to be more confident in and out of the bedroom. I want us to spend more time together and I want us to make, or maybe the last one is, I want us to make our marriage more about us than about maybe the kids or our parents or other people. And, you know, there's so many wants. And whether you've spoken them out loud or you haven't, they're sitting in your head. And you know, all of those things, especially if they are still sitting in your head, can lead to a lot of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're sitting there, they're rumbling around your head. It's almost like, you know, like a popcorn machine, right? You have all these ideas, all these wants, expectations are like popping. And you get to a point where it's so full that it like spills over the bowl or over the popcorn maker. And trying to get there, trying to get from, you know, what's rattling inside my head to getting to this place of how do we make this a reality can feel like a ridiculously ginormous challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, whether you've said it or not, getting there is the difficulty. Because if you keep them inside, and we've talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating, if you keep all of your expectations inside, then what happens is that you develop frustration, you develop resentment, you can develop anger, you can develop bitterness.
And let's also go to ESP. Your spouse can't read your mind.
If you don't
express those expectations, and hey, we all... We walk a fine line at times. When do we say it? How do we say it? Mm-hmm. How do we approach it? Elisa and I, we go through this ourselves. And it's a dance that we're on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because as we were preparing for this show, I was just looking for some images of what does our expectations look like in our mind, right?
Oh, wow.
And it's typically, and I love the images that I found and we're using for this episode, is typically the expectation is a straight line.
Mm.
Point A to point B.
Yeah.
Here it is. This is, and it just caught me it just caught me because I go, yeah, that is my expectation. It could be in my marriage, in a conversation, in our sex life. It could be with business. It could be with the kids. It could be with friends. It could be with another thing. And the expectation is always from here to here. It's a straight line. It's going to happen. It's going to work. And in reality, it's really the squiggly line. And it's the line that's going up and down and around in this way and that way. And it really hit me because I realized that I have those expectations. And we've been married long enough now, 23 years, that's more of what reality is. And I had to just be reminded of that myself, to be like, okay, there is going to be an ebb and flow and there is going to be circles and there are going to be dips and there are going to be highs. And yet at the end of the day, I'm still going to hold your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to tell you I love you every night and we're going to keep on going forward in this journey.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think I would just add to that is that sometimes they can be a straight line.
There are
definitely those times when it is a straight line, but more often than not, it is the squiggle, you know, roller coaster.
Well, and I think you would say in the squiggle and there's a straight line within that gets you to that part. But you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like in marriage, a lot of times we will get to this place of just like, well, it's just supposed to be perfect.
Mm.
It's just supposed to be wonderful. We're supposed to just have all this set and ready to go. And in reality, things happen. Cars break down. Finances go a little awry. You know, accidents happen. Surgeries need to occur. Intimacy lifestyle, just trying to hold on to it by a thread. I mean, that's expectation is to, you know, when we went to Tahoe couples getaway, our expectation was to have sex every day we were there. The reality was we had sex none, not at all. And yes, that was right after Alex had sustained his ACL MCL injury.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, you got to work through that.
Absolutely. And then you have the flip side where we just took a family trip Christmas to Cabo. We knew that we were traveling with our kids. We were sharing a hotel room with our kids, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And so we had talked through our expectations prior to leaving. And we're really clear with the kids what their expectations were of us, what their expectations were of the vacation, our own expectations. And we actually, you know, that was more of a straight line in terms of what that was going to look like. And lo and behold, it was truly a Christmas miracle because we got through 6 days together.
Yeah.
6 days together It may be the first vacation on record where the DiLorenzos have traveled for 6 days together, all four of us. And I think there wasn't a single meltdown, fight, tantrum, anything.
Nope. That changed. And the reason why, our vacation planner.
Yes.
Huge. If you haven't checked out our vacation planner, you need to. If you're going on vacation or even any type of a trip, even if you guys are doing a work trip together, pick this thing up. It is so vital to help set up those expectations of what's going to happen while you're away. So you can check that out at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/vacation planner. I'll also have a link here in the episode notes. But yeah, it's usually me who's melting down. So we've done episodes in the past about this, and Elisa called me out on it. And this was the first one where I was just like, you know what? No, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to honor what my kids said. I'm going to honor what Elisa said before we even went on the vacation. Mm-hmm. And that to me was the turning point, because typically I hear what they say before we go, and then we're there and I'm like, oh no, we're doing this. And everybody's like, no, we're not. We don't want to do that. And I'm like, no, we're doing this. And everybody gets frustrated and I get frustrated. So it was a listening, I think, on my part.
I'm going to go with Christmas miracle.
Let's go with the Christmas miracle. I believe it.
But this all, you know, you've heard, and obviously Tony, I think, is going to go a little bit more into, you know, just kind of where his expectations are around sexual intimacy. And I think we're going to actually probably talk about that a little bit more around this power of expectations, because, you know, him mentioning that a few minutes ago is the first time that I've heard about it. And you know, sometimes that happens on a show where Tony and I will, you know, get into the show and things come out. Because I had planned on talking about, you know, the vacation trip and how that was more linear, but we're in this place of sexual intimacy, you know, and what's going on with that is more roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is that your expectations are not going to become reality unless you put some action behind it. And it's frustrating because, you know, fairy tales, movies, you know, novels, everything kind of gets us into this place of, you know what, if you just do all the right things, if you just the stars all align and it's all this good stuff, then everything's going to come true. Like, it's going to be that straight line. You know, it's Thursday, the sun's shining, you should be able to have exactly what you want because it's going to be a fabulous day. And then you get married, right? That's the whole fantasy before marriage. And then you get married and you realize you're doing life with another human being, and that you have these expectations and you're struggling to make them a reality. Mm. It's not happening, or it doesn't happen the way you want it to. And like Tony, maybe, you know, you had that thought of, well, this should be a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, why am I on this roller coaster? Where did this roller coaster come from? And sometimes the problem lies in us as individuals, right? That, you know, Tony mentioned it earlier. You don't share those expectations with your spouse. They're rattling around inside your head and you're wondering why they're not a reality. And the part of the challenge there is that if your spouse doesn't have a clue, it's very hard for them to help make your expectations become a reality. That's just truth.
And I will have to say, though, the skill of listening, one of the hardest ones, but it truly is probably one of the most vital ones. And I'm still learning that myself. You know, I still find myself having to listen, and then I'll do like the exact opposite. And it's coming to in a place of just going, okay, that's what we've agreed upon. That's what we're doing. And it's a skill. It really is. It's listening to not, you know, come back with a rebuttal. Mm-hmm. It's just listening to understand your spouse.
And I want y'all to know, Tony and I, he mentioned it earlier, we've been married for 23 years. So the fact that he's still working on this and the fact that I haven't given up on it, that's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I recognize that he's working on it. I recognize that he doesn't always get it right. I recognize that there are going to be those times when I have permission to call him on it. You know, little tone and timing there. It's always about tone and timing. But it's a work in progress. We're all a work in progress.
Yes.
And part of that is learning how to convey our expectations. Part of it, like I just alluded to, was tone and timing, right? What is your delivery when it comes around your expectations? Do you wait until after they haven't been met to be like, oh, well, I can't believe you didn't do that. I can't believe you didn't know that. And you get all angry and you know, you turn into this three-headed monster, and your spouse is like, whoa, 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 whoa. What is all of that emotion? Like, where did that just come? It would have been so easy for you to say, hey, I want to do this. Or it would be nice if we could do this. Or it would really mean a lot to me to do this. But instead, you didn't say that. And now you're just like raving mad.
Mm-hmm.
That delivery matters, because you can create those feelings of resentment and bitterness in your spouse all on your delivery. Yeah. And so those are the two that you can control, right? Sometimes the challenge is with your spouse, right? They don't want to meet your expectations or work on making them a reality. And if that's the case, then the two of you need to get help. Something is going on that has created that disconnect where you're struggling to, or you don't have the desire to make it happen, right? If you're meeting that resistance in your marriage that hasn't always been there, something has changed, that's an indicator. It's like the warning light on your car is going off.
Mm-hmm.
If my spouse absolutely refuses to help make my expectations a reality, then what is going on between us that's the case? And you know, it may be, you know, reading a book. It may be getting something like He Zigs, She Zags to work on your communication. It may be getting Connect like you did when you first met, just to have questions to get the conversation started. It may be, you know, how can we do the intimacy lifestyle? Or it may be taking that next step and saying, you know what, we probably need somebody else to work with us. Like, we're just going, you know, to battle here, and that's not good for either one of us. So let's get a coach in there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the perfect time. Everybody's getting trainers for like every area of their life at this time of the year. So what if you got a marriage coach to shift your next 12 months? I mean, that's something to actually consider. But let's talk about you and how you can work on making your expectations a reality. So the first thing that you need to be thinking about is, what are your expectations? Like, have you actually sat down with yourself and said, this is what I expect in my marriage. This is what I expect of my spouse. These are the things that I want to see happen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're just that like low rumbling, but you haven't actually said, you know, like when Tony and I were preparing for this vacation, right? And I'm like, I would really love if we could get through the majority of the days. Like, I wasn't even thinking all 6 days, that, like I said, Christmas miracle. But could we do a vacation that doesn't end in tension and fighting?
Mm-hmm. And on my end, I asked, what are your guys' expectations in terms of excursions, events, doing things? And everybody, for the most part, except for myself, I would have been more than happy to go do some things. Everybody else just wanted to chill, mm-hmm. like really do nothing. And, you know, I took it upon myself to go, okay, my family honestly just wants to do nothing. And I honored it. And I just said, okay. You know, when we were there, I asked, I think maybe once, if, you know, hey, does anybody want to do anything? Are we still all good? Everybody was still good. It was cool. I mean, Elise and I had a fantastic time. I would say not doing anything, caught some amazing moments. Like one day I mentioned, hey, maybe we'll go into town, into Cabo from where our resort was. And instead, you know, it was just like, no, we're not going to do it. And we ended up sitting on our balcony. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, like a couple days before, we saw some air blows, air holes from whales, but they're farther off of the shore. And this one time though, we're just sitting there, and all of a sudden we see all these boats, and they're all just sort of going together. I'm like, what's going on? And no kidding, I would say probably 30 feet offshore, maybe a little bit more. I mean, there are whales, mm-hmm. and we got to see them. It was just such a spectacular sight to just go, all right, you know what? I'm glad I didn't push, because those are some moments that Elise and I got to have and enjoy together. I will say, when it comes to this, always think about your walk and talks.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to have those conversations that allow you to get out, get away, get the conversation going, where it's not the, hey, let's talk. Because those always bring up, in my opinion, that always brings up the defensiveness of your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you got to mull this over, and it may not come up on that first walk and talk that you want to go on. And yet you begin to mull it over while you're out there. And the next one, it does happen. Funny enough, recently in Position of the Month Club, our summit partners and our private Facebook group, they've been talking about this. And take what we say, like in this terms of a walk and talk, and make it your own. You may not be able, that's not like, that doesn't get you excited. It just doesn't. So we have some partners in there who, you know, they're starting their drive and dive. They love to drive. They love to get out. They're moving in that sense. Another couple who has youngins, I love theirs because they took it upon themselves to go, you know what? When we get the kids down and we're going to make this time like a walk and talk, but they're calling it snack and chat because they can do it while they're at home, while the kids are sleeping or napping, but they've defined it so that they can have that conversation and know that that can happen.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that comes up when we're talking about expectations is you need to evaluate if they're realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times we have our expectations and we live in our own perfect world and we live there. And so we put expectations on other people that may or may not be realistic, whether or not they can achieve it, whether or not it's, you know, attainable, right? You know, somebody may have the goal that, you know, we want to have sex, you know, every day this year. And I mean, conceivably that could be your expectation, but you know, your spouse, like from a guy standpoint, I'm just going to say, and your spouse doesn't like to have sex when she's got her period. Okay. Well, they're like, those two things cannot coexist.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you have to figure out if it's realistic. And that's where sometimes the coaching comes in, or you get outside, you know, wise counsel from couples that have been married longer than you. And you say, okay, you know what, this is what I'm struggling with. This is what I expect in my marriage, but is this realistic? Mm-hmm. Can we do this? And if not, then what's the brainstorming as a couple around how you can make that connection a reality, around what you can do? So often we get into this place of going, well, this is what I want. And you know, if you've ever watched a three-year-old say, this is what I want, with the associated tantrum.
That is easily upon us adults as well. Like, we could definitely all stand up, I think, and at times and go, I want this, and this is the way it needs to be. Been there, done that many a times in our marriage. Personally, I have.
Right. And the reality is that there are two of us in the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
There's two of you, you know, husband and wife, in your marriages too. And so we have to really get to this place of going, how do we build the expectations into reality as a team? It's not just, well, yeah, this is what I expect and you have to make my expectations a reality. It's, no, wait a minute. Here are the things that I expect. Here are the things that you expect. What have we shared? What have we not shared? Like, get all of the unshared stuff. There's a reason we did a show a while back called Unmet Expectations, mm-hmm, because y'all got the stuff in your head that you haven't shared. If we lay it all out on the table, then what can we create as a team? What can we create as a couple? Because I will tell you, and in case you've forgotten, the hashtag this year is Dream Again.
That's right.
And you know, we want to see it literally plastered all over whatever social media feed you use, you know, as you're doing things. But the reality is that when the two of you got married, there was a dream that you had for your marriage. There was a dream that you had for your life. And sometimes these expectations that have become more hindrances than success stories have gotten in the way of that. And so we've got to figure out how, as a team, what the expectations are and how we together can rebuild that dream, how we can get into that place of dreaming again to create what that original dream was. How do we bring it into where we are today?
Mm-hmm.
And in all honesty, guys, it doesn't matter if you've been married for like 2 days, in which case, happy new marriage, or if you've been married for 40 years, you can dream again. Mm-hmm. You can get to a place where those expectations, those dreams, those wants, those desires become your reality. It's a choice. It's a choice to say, okay, what are the conversations we're going to have? It's a choice to say, what is that line going to look like? Am I willing to ride the roller coaster?
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, after 23 years of doing roller coaster with Tony, like, I wouldn't get off the roller coaster. Are there times when I wish it had been a straight line? Well, heck yeah. He could say the same thing about me.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when he does the mm-hmm, because you all know there's a story under that mm-hmm. Sound like Yoda. Which is another funny story for another day. But, you know, it's looking at that and saying, okay, what's our dream? And how can I make those dreams a reality?
Yeah. And, you know, when I think about this, and even we come into these little places of tension, that's where we're working through. And I think Elisa brought up some great points here. One way to do it, journal, get the things out of your mind, mm-hmm, get it somewhere, get into prayer. And in all honesty, get into prayer. What are you believing for? you know? And sometimes that prayer needs to just continue to happen for a duration of time for something to begin to break, even in you, to have the courage. And I'm going to declare that right now too over you guys, just a courage to stand up and share those expectations. And for your spouse who's receiving it, that they hear it with open ears, that they hear it with open ears.
Definitely. And that's where sometimes the help needs to come in, because you guys have walked these patterns of unmet expectations or struggling with expectations, and you've been doing the dance for so long in the same way. Like, you know all the steps, but unfortunately you're stepping on everybody's toes, that you say, you know what, this is not, we're not going to repeat that cycle this year. We're not going to keep doing the same things over and over again. And you're going to say, you know what, this year, just like you'd go to the gym and you'd say, you know what, I need a trainer to teach me how to use weights, or I need a, you know, the instructor in the front of the class to show me how to do these moves or whatever it is, or I need a financial advisor to help me plan out where my retirement's going to be in 12 months. What if this was the year that you said, you know what, these expectations are not going to be the thing that keep us held back. We're not going to fall into this place. We're going to learn to dream again. We're going to learn how to come together as a team. We're going to learn how to get those expectations into reality. And if that's an area that you're like, yeah, that's where we're going this year, then it's time to actually take the next step. It's time to get that person involved. And if you want to work with me, you can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching. You can learn about what coaching looks like. I will tell you, this area of expectations is one of the biggest areas that I work with on couples, because it's one of the things that's all stuck in your head, and it becomes that frustration, and it gets delivered in the wrong way at the wrong time. And there's people that don't, you know, spouses that don't want to meet those expectations because it hurts. And it's amazing what kind of breakthrough can happen when there is that help. When you say, you know what, we are going to do this married life together and have the best marriage ever.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, there is power in your expectations. There really is. And it's just honing in, coming together, and building from there. It's an amazing place to be. And yet, don't forget, you are married. And reality will hit at times. And so there's that ebb and flow. And I will say to each and every one of you, what's the one thing, though, that you're going to do as you dream again? What's the one thing you're going to make sure you're doing each and every day for your spouse? Is it you're going to make sure to say, hey, I love you? Is it to make sure that you give them a kiss? Is it to make sure you just hold their hand or write a little note to them? Because I do believe sometimes we have to push those expectations into life, right? And sometimes, and I don't know what I really want to say the word push, but we just need to get those out there so that our spouse can see that we do care about them and we're willing to learn and grow as well. We love you guys. We're excited for you as you take on your own expectations, get them into reality, begin to share them with your spouse, and really live out your best year. Love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.